Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
The scripture today comes from the 13th chapter of Psalms, verse 5. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. One of the greatest aspects of my faith is my understanding of God's unfailing love. I don't know about you, but I have so many days when, taking stock at the end of the day, I think about so many more things I have done wrong than that I've done right. Those seem to be easier to catalog for some reason. Among them, though, are things I've said or done that make me feel less than lovable. I consider that I probably shouldn't have said that, or how was that thing I said perceived, or I missed that opportunity to do a nice thing for someone, or worse, I was really a jerk to so-and-so. Gosh, sometimes I go through that list and wonder how I have any friends left at all. Don't get me wrong. Those who know me well know that I'm someone who is trying to be and do better. I fail, but I'm trying. But in those times when I'm getting more wrong than right, one of the greatest ways I find hope and respite is in the love of God that will never leave me. When I think about the remarkable strength of the bond I have with my spouse, or with my parents, or even my closest friends, I know that there are things I can say that are heard differently. Conversely, they can say the hardest truths to me as well, and I hear them more earnestly than I would from a stranger or even a person with whom I do not have that bond. I can really be my honest, relaxed self around those closest to me without fear of abandonment or rejection. That level of loving trust is so very special. But what is remarkable is that the trust in God's love is even more sure. It is even purer. When we feel our least lovable, it is helpful to know that God's love is there without judgment. Inexplicably, from the very one most positioned to judge us, and it never, ever fails us. Of course, just as I try to do the best and be the best for those I love most in this world, not because I'm trying to get them to love me more, but because I want to express my affection for them, this love with God is similarly a two-way street in which I want to be better and be more loving and lovable because I feel so loved. In short, I want not only my heart to rejoice in God's salvation, but God's heart to rejoice in my adoration. Let us pray. God, we are so thankful for your unwavering, unending, unfailing love. Let us not only never take it for granted, but let it inspire us to love you and your people and your world more fully. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Dwight Dockery.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.